Welcome to Crazy Good God Podcast. I'm Nancy Teague, and thanks for listening. The last two episodes covered being astonished about God, and the next one, His loving kindness. Today, I want to share an astonishing vision that to date is the most delightful, fun, meaningful vision I've ever had. The main part of the vision was about the great cloud of witnesses. Have you ever wondered about them? Who they are? What are they doing? Where is this cloud of witnesses in Scripture? Hebrews 12, but the context for them is in Hebrews 11, which is all about faith, what it is, who it is, how it operated in people, the hardships and power in faith. I encourage you to read it. Amazing journeys and uplifting. Hebrews 12 begins after all the faith stories. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, put off every weight and the sin, in the Greek, having no form, no substance, the false identity, which so easily entangles us, and let us run with patient endurance the race. In the Greek, race means a gathering, a place of assembly, a contest, a struggle that lies in front of us. So picture in front of you an assembly, a gathering, a contest that in Jesus you win. We're patiently running for that. Here's the vision. January 11th, 2022, around 9:15 p.m. I was in bed, quieting down, my eyes closed. After a few minutes, I saw some kind of movement to my left. It kind of looked like people and then faded away. Here's a tip. Sometimes these visions can begin with a sense of movement, from which I've learned to start paying attention and look. This night, to my amazement, as I looked, I saw four separate things after that initial movement had faded away. First, I saw rising before me a very large, white, angled columnar structure. Second, a white elephant. Third, a white puppy dog. And lastly, what seemed to be the great cloud of witnesses. And that's our focus today. I'll unpack the other three things in episode 59. So a very animated group of about 15 to 20 people became clear to the left of my vision. White was everywhere. They were standing on what seemed like a cloud, had on white clothes, no robes, and later it reminded me about Jesus' transfiguration. His clothes became as white as light, and we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And they were very excited and looking through an opening, which was kind of like a wide crack in the cloud. I knew they were looking at people on the earth. From my distant viewpoint of the opening, I could see the color of amber, which is symbolic of God's glory, and other sparkles of colors. The cloud of witnesses were joyfully interacting with each other and thrilled at the people below. They were looking at each other as they spoke about those below. And even though I couldn't hear their words, it felt like they were saying, "Aren't they awesome? Aren't they wonderful? They can do it, and they will do it." And they even did high fives in the vision. They were so for the people below. It was like they absolutely knew those on earth would succeed. Pondering the vision and days afterwards, I sensed God was showing me they represented the feelings, the dynamics, the synergy of the great cloud of witnesses. The number was not important. Remember, it's explained as the great or so many cloud of witnesses. They truly are witnesses of God's crazy goodness, and just think, clouds are all around the world. There's no place the cloud of witnesses are not cheering for humanity. Now, some might say, well, what if they aren't saved before they died or when they died? Picture this. Those who didn't believe, those who had no faith or little faith, are going to meet face-to-face Jesus, the author of faith and the perfecter of everyone's faith. If you think they go straight to hell, then you don't know God's love that never fails, nor his faithfulness. Faith in Greek means divine persuasion on the human heart. To be sure, God is fully persuaded about us. He really likes his image and likeness. Consider this. The cloud of witnesses had themselves entered into the fullness of Jesus' faith. They fully knew and experienced it is finished. The cloud of witnesses know firsthand the beauty, wonder, and joy of rising from the dead. May you know there is nothing to fear about death for anyone, including yourself. Death is the most wondrous, powerful mystery we all get to experience. Remember, Jesus only raises dead people, not moral people, religious people, nice people, pretty or handsome. The great cloud of witnesses cheer everyone on. They truly know grace is impartial. May you see that a multitude of witnesses have been cheering you on with great joy. They know God is with you all the way, no matter the struggles. And that's because Jesus made the way for you and everyone. Until next Wednesday, bliss to you, and never forget, God is absolutely crazy about you.